Oh, just a beverage? Nothing? Mm-hmm. Not a remedy that I can remember for anything. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandmother made sassafras tea, mm-hmm. but I don't remember making it to cure anything. Mm-hmm. I think just a drink. It was mm-hmm. pretty good.
Okay. What about the type of, what are some of the trees that grow around here?
Oh, goodness. Oak trees and pine trees, of course. Hickory trees, just all sorts of trees. Of course, we got little trees, dogwoods, and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. There are elm trees and mm-hmm. Sweet gum trees. And of course, I mentioned hickory trees. Oh, let's see there.
You have this tree, it's a state tree of Mississippi. It's got those broad, green, shiny leaves.
Magnolia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. got a magnolia tree in my yard.
Okay. What about one that's a real messy tree? It's got scaly bark and these old round knots and balls on it, and it sheds all over the place.
I don't know what kind those are, though. They're around here, though.
Mm. Okay, this is just for pronunciation. It begins with an S. S-Y-C.
Sycamore?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a sycamore tree. I don't think there's as many as there used to be, but they got a sycamore tree.
All right. And the type of tree that Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
Yeah, all right. Have you ever heard of any kind of bush around here with red berries that people might call either a sumac or a shumake?
Yeah, I've heard of sumacs, but I don't know exactly which. I think I might could recognize it. Mm-hmm. Some of them they claim are poison, and others mm-hmm. they say aren't. I'm not really sure about that.
Okay. What about this stuff that, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Excuse me.
Okay. I was asking about the stuff you get in and make your
skin break out. Oh, yeah. Poison oak or poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Are those two different?
Yeah, I think they are. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the difference in them. I never have caught that in my life.
Really?
I guess I'm immune to it, but I got a twin sister that... I don't think she's as bad as she used to be, but mm-hmm. oh man, when we were kids, she'd have to go to the doctor and be so bad. Just
break
walk by, they said.
Yeah.
You hear all these tales about folks that are so susceptible to it that they can walk by it. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of tales where folks were cleaning off land and burning it, that people mm-hmm. breathed the smoke and caught it in their lungs and had a terrible time. I don't know if that's so or not. I never have seen anybody.
Yeah,
but I've heard. But I think there is a difference, but I don't know how to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it irritates your skin.
Yeah, right. Same with me. Okay, what about different types of berries around here?
Got blackberries and, of course, strawberries. I don't know that strawberries grow wild. Blackberries grow wild. And there'd be some people around here grow blueberries. They cultivate them, but then I don't know if anybody's ever had much luck with them.
Uh-huh.
And they grow, let's see, huckleberries grow wild. I don't know if any of that... I think some folks call huckleberries different things, but I don't know what. Let me think. I'm trying to think of other berries, but I don't know.
What about raspberries?
I never have heard of any raspberries growing around here.
Alrighty. Have you ever heard of any flowering shrub called either laurel or rhododendron?
I've heard of it, but I don't know. You know. I always think of that as being more in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
but I've heard of it, but I don't even know if it grows around here or not.
Mm-hmm. Have you, which of those terms have you heard?
Laurel, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you...
I've heard them both, but I didn't realize they were the same thing.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few things about the family. Say a married woman, if she doesn't want to make up her mind by herself, she'd say, well, I'm going to have to ask...
My husband.
Mm-hmm. What about a married man? If he didn't want to make up his mind, he'd say, I'm going to have to ask.
My wife.
Yeah. Any other ways of saying husband or wife, joking or...
Around here, of course, some joking, but a lot of folks refer to their spouse as their old lady or their old man.
Mm-hmm.